Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The gold rush, the 1850s, it was massive in Australia. All of a sudden, any regular Joe like you and me could go out and try and look for some gold and claim a pot,
That's right.
Plot of land and go, yeah.
We could be gold miners.
Yeah.
Use words like consarnet and dagnabbit.
Exactly right, but we don't have the technology that we've got available now to try and find gold.
No, those metal detectors they have now are amazing.
Yeah.
They're very sensitive.
I can do you one better. Something else has been trotted out in the outback, an aerial electromagnetic array called the Excite.
Are these like metal detecting drones?
This thing looks like a giant pretzel, and it basically surveys the land to try and find sites where there could be gold.
That's incredible.
Take a listen to this.
Soaring over outback New South Wales, something alien is on the hunt for red earth riches.
I would call it a giant metal detector in the sky. It looks like a giant pretzel.
Reading the earth's magnetic field, searching for signs of gold, and they've found some.
Whoa! Imagine this thing at your disposal. Imagine this in the wrong hands.
Yeah.
Going out and looking for gold.
It's going to be really worrying for leprechauns, though.
Exactly. The whole business model has been absolutely shot.
I need better security now.
But it turns out they've actually picked up a couple of beeps from this thing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Have a listen to this.
Aerial surveys have so far covered 19,000 square kilometres, uncovering clues 400 metres underground.
So the red shows an anomaly in the ground.
That's right, yeah, which is pretty amazing. So it could be a rusty nail or it could be a gold nugget.
A bit of a difference between a rusty nail and a gold nugget.
Yeah, definitely. So you've got these guys on TV shows like Gold Rush who are slogging it out,
yep,
digging away in the outback, panning for gold. And all they need is one of these drones.
A drone with a pretzel-looking thing to just hover over the surface and go, oh, yeah, there's some possibly over there.
Wow.
How exciting, though. It's obviously, it's a good thing they're doing for the future. They're finding gold in that. But it's like, doesn't it just take the fun out of it in a bit of a way? You know what I mean? Like if you're playing hide-and-go-seek and someone's peeking while someone's hiding, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, they're over there.
Yeah. But it saves you a hell of a lot of time.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you don't have to worry about buying like a claim to a mine or something and it's, you know, it's completely tapped.
Yeah, as you can tell, they're still ironing out the kinks though. Like it could be a rusty nail or a gold nugget. It's like,
yeah,
there's a bit of a difference between the two. Like a rusty nail, not going to get you much money, causes you a bit of heartache if you tread on it. Gold nugget, you'll be happy to tread on that. You won't care if it hurts.
No, that's true, yeah.
I'm starting to think, though, like, this is a pretty good system, but all these years I've been trying to look for gold as well. I've been doing it a totally different way. Like,
really?
You know, no metal detectors when I've been trying to, you know,
find... Is this at the traffic lights when you just...
That's another story,
okay,
as well. But
right.
When I've been trying to find the gold, I've been pretty unsuccessful over the years. I've been using this method to find the gold. And I haven't found any gold in Where's the Gold still to this very day.
Okay.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Earlier in the pop quiz, Dan from Maruya had a go at answering the questions, and one of them involved Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And during that, we learned that Hutsy was a fan of Jacko back in the day.
Oh, yeah, he was all right.
He was like the biggest thing on the planet back in the 80s. Like
Michael Jackson in the glossy magazines, on TV, the commercials, yep. Everything.
The King of Pop, as they called him, not just because of his singing ability, but because of his ability to make weird random noises during the songs. Like, Shimon.
That's right. Sort of stuff. It didn't even make sense, whatever the noises were, but you're like, all right, he's got the moves, so he can get away with it.
That's right. And so that's why we're going to delve deeper into those weird noises in this new game that we call...
When it comes to Michael Jackson, can you tell us what the song is?
Okay, so...
Oh, my God.
So you're our contestant, Hutsy.
Ding! All right, cool.
You've got to put your Michael Jackson knowledge to the test.
Do I get a backstory when I'm waving at the camera?
Yeah. Do you have a sad story you can tell everyone?
I once got trodden on by a horse. I went to school and I was embarrassed, so I drew a picture and said my sister got trodden on by a horse.
And then he won a free trip to the Neverland Ranch.
That's it.
And that's when the real tragedy began. All right, so we're going to play you random bits of Jacko's outbursts.
Okay.
And then you have to tell me what the song is.
All right.
So let's see how well you do. Let's see how many you can get out of 5. This is the first one. Listen closely.
That's Smooth Criminal. No, it's Beat It.
It is Beat It.
Got it. Just
Beat It. Wow. That's impressive, sir. All right. One for one so far. Have a listen to this one then.
That's Smooth Criminal.
Are you sure about that? I'm just messing with you. It's smooth.
It is smooth. I'm like, I can hear the back. It's playing in this background.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
I wonder what it sounds like. He got a part of his anatomy caught in his zipper. I don't know why. Did he ever explain why he did these noises?
I don't know. Maybe it's like that's how he recharges his dance cells by making noises.
2 for 2 so far. Right. Let's see how you do with this one.
It's black or white.
Oh wow! I didn't realize you were such a Jacko fan. That's impressive.
My brain is just full of useless information and Simpsons quotes.
Are on a roll.
That's all.
See if you can get 5 out of 5. Let's keep going. Try this one on for size.
Man in the mirror.
You sure? You want to listen to it one more time?
One more time.
What does Shimon even mean?
Shimon. Come on, Shimon. Shimon. I don't know. It's like that one. It's like you've really messed with that one on purpose. You've slowed it down and sort of like.
No, that's at proper speed.
One more time.
You want another go? All
one
right.
One more.
Oh, I can't hear him say Shimon anymore. The word's losing all meaning.
It's got to be man in the mirror.
Very good. All right. This one will stump you, though.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Better.
I'll fade down the music. We'll do the mood lighting just like we're on Millionaire Hot Seat. Ready?
The way you're making me feel.
Are you sure? You don't want another clue?
That's it. Did I get it? The way you're making
me feel. My God. How? You just pay attention to the little bits.
I've got the shinin. That's what I've got. I told you, I've got useless information with just the most useless topics in the world. That's
that is
it.
Incredible.
Anything that's important that I needed to get through life, like HSC exams, all that information, gone.
I don't even think Macaulay Culkin himself would know as much about Jackson as you did.
He's paid thousands of dollars in therapy to block out those noises.
He probably knows too much, actually, now that I think about it. Congratulations.
Yay.
You are the winner of the first and only round of Tell Us What You Know About Michael
Jackson.
What do
I win? Like a white glove or something?
If you could just clean the toilets, they'll dirty out the back.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
And how about this story, Hutsy? 85-year-old Valerie Budge. She had a harrowing ordeal recently, trapped with no power.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Yeah, and suffering from hypothermia. It was touch and go for Valerie at times.
Valerie Budge spent a week alone in the cold and dark, unable to call for help.
No warmth and no help.
You're probably thinking, all right, well, which nursing home was she in? That way we can avoid putting mum and dad into that one. Valerie was in her own home in Fernie Creek in Victoria.
Oh, I was going to say, was she in the Bega Valley? Because it's been pretty cold here recently.
It has been, no. She was trapped in the home after those storms swept through last week.
Okay.
Knocked out the power, brought down a tree outside, and at the age of 85, obviously, Valerie isn't very mobile, so literally Valerie Budge couldn't budge. So 7 days she was trapped inside her own house. Can you imagine that? Like,
no, we haven't. We're lucky. We haven't been through any lockdowns or anything like that whatsoever. Trying to do that with power and that would drive you crazy, let alone without power.
That's right. Because normally I go, 7 days trapped at home. Yeah. That's like a holiday for me. I'll just be playing nonstop PlayStation,
exactly.
You know, but without power, what are you going to do? And then, of course, food. Luckily for Valerie, the pantry was well-stocked. She had a lot of tinned food to survive off. But when it came to warmth, you know, down in Victoria in winter with no power, that's going to cause some issues. Luckily, she had someone with her to help her through those long, cold, dark nights, Hutsy.
Her cat, Jake, was her only support.
I stayed in bed most of the time with my cat.
My bed, not his bed. His bed is too small.
No, I'm glad you clarified that,
Valerie. I reckon a cat would be perfect in a situation like this. Just calmness under pressure, just business as usual for the cat. I'd be like, all right, whatever.
Have you ever owned a cat? Like
many years ago.
Like, yeah, they're cool under pressure because they're waiting for you to die. so they can eat your belongings. Yeah. Like at the moment, we've got these little cat treats for our cat, Finnegan. And when you give them to him, he like licks your hand as well. Like, what? He just sucks up the treat like a Dyson vacuum. And then he's like licking your hand. And my wife's like, oh, he loves those treats. I'm like, no, he's just doing a taste test to see what I taste like if he decides to eat me down the track. If like Valerie, I get stuck with him. Cats suck, man. It's not even, they're not even like dogs where... Like the old Lassie stories where you could tie a note and go, all right.
Go, Lassie.
Or if you go, Jake the cat, go find help.
Yeah, you, like, don't, nah. You don't see the cats at the top of the mountain like in Switzerland with those little, you know.
Yeah, like the St. Bernards. Yeah, no.
You don't see that, no.
Not at all. So Valerie survived. She had hypothermia. Luckily, the neighbours found her, gave her a hot shower, a cuppa, and she's all sorted now. But she's still pretty angry because she said, you know, the authorities didn't do enough. The government should have sent in the ADF sooner to help out
ADF.
With the recovery effort, the Australian Defence Force. So, yeah, she is pointing the finger at our politicians.
You know, they're all walking around, strutting around. They look at us. We're pretty boys. We're on television. That doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you, Valerie. I'm tired of these pretty boys.
Yeah.
ScoMo, Barnaby Joyce, Peter Dutton, all thinking they're posing for Vogue magazine. Yeah, do some work, you pretty things.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.